Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Stowing away the
time. Are you gathering up the tea? I'm Steve Dan, bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. Tom is the author of a new book called I Am Keats, Escape Your Mind and Free Yourself. That's the new one, right, Tom?
Yeah, and there's a novel coming out on Monday that all those philosophies spilled out of. So I was writing a screenplay, turned into a novel. So,
folks, like I told you, he's a big thinker, big head. We have to get a bigger door when he comes to see us. But he's got the goods, and I encourage you to check it out. The novel, what's the title of the novel?
It's called I Am Keats. And you know what's interesting is I've been told by everybody in the industry, you can't have two books with the same name. I said, look, I can do anything I want. We'll see what happens.
That's exactly right. Now, you sound like me. Somebody asked me, how did I do something? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Exactly right. That's called creativity.
That's exactly an innovation. That's what we're talking about, folks. You think we're just wandering around out here? We know where we're going. Hey Tom, I want to remind you or tell you something and remind the audience of something I've been working on quite a bit this year, and that is what I'm calling the barbell effect that we're seeing happening in the retail sector because of the retreat. The full-on retreat by the big box retailers, and they've left a vacuum. This is a once in a millennia occurrence. I mean, it's never happened before. Major retailers have never evacuated a sector, marketplaces the way they are right now, and it's leaving big holes for somebody. Now, if small businesses will be creative and innovative and avoid being disrupted, which means not only be high touch, which they're good at, but also deliver high tech, which customers demand from them like they demand from Amazon, if they'll put both of those together the way you're talking about being creative and innovative, they can fill that vacuum and have an opportunity that they've like they've never had before. What do you think?
Okay. I think you're a genius because look, if you want to look at what is the most, and I know that a lot of people hate them, disrupted a lot of industries, but if you want to look at one of the most innovative companies right now on the planet, it's Amazon, right? They're doing everything.
That's called giving the devil its due.
Listen, I can't. They're doing it. They're doing movies. They're doing products. They're doing you name it. They're in it now. So look at them and say, this is a company that gets it, innovation and creativity. So here's a question. Is Amazon moving into retail? Yep. They're opening up retail. They're opening up little retail bookstores. They're opening up little retail grocery stores. They see the vacuum, and they're rushing into it.
That's my point. But see, you're already there, small business owners. Amazon's having to move in there. I don't think people would rather do business with Amazon little store than your little store. And here's the thing that I've been saying up until what you just said, Tom. If you go on Amazon right now and you type in back scratchers for sale, there's 169 different back scratchers that Amazon will sell you. I counted them. But Amazon can't scratch one back.
Right.
Small business owners can sell you a back scratcher and show you how to use it. And that's the difference. That's the Main Street barbell. The bell on the Main Street side is all about high tech and high touch. On the other end of the barbell is the bell where it's all high tech.
No, you're right. You're right. Look, I don't think people understand the when you say the high tech part of it. I don't really think they understand what that's appealing to for the consumer, for the customer. People are looking for this sense of control over this crazy, anxious environment they're dealing with. And that phone in their pocket, right, that computer in their pocket, that gives them the sense that they have some kind of control.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do have control.
Well, they do, but it also just gives them this satisfaction. Look, what company, I mean, I was talking to somebody about stock performance. Since 2010, there's this company that has the greater stock performance than Apple, Google, and Amazon, and Facebook. And somebody looked at me and says, who's that? And I said, Domino's Pizza. because they released that crazy app that lets you order all these things, see the guy come into the house on the phone.
Yep.
That is killing independent pizzerias. I don't think people realize that.
Well, that's exactly right. But here's the thing. Every one of those independent pizzerias has that capability at their fingertips if they use it.
Of course they do.
Well, just like...
Of course
like
they
a,
do, but...
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you have to look at the outside and say, what's going on and what do these people want? And if you see that that's what's going on, give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into denial and say, but our pizza is better. So they'll definitely
And it could
drive
be as simple. It could be as simple as telling a customer, Ms. Jones, we're out of stock on that, but we'll have it in the morning and we'll email you when it comes in. Just that little bitty touch of tech would might make her happy. She's not asking you to become Amazon. She's just saying, help me out. I check my email every five minutes. Hey, Tom, I need your website one more time.
Go to iamkeith.com.
And that's going to be the new novel coming out next week, right?
Yeah, this is a big deal because I don't universe this novel.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom A. Secker, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.